Sweetie, are you almost ready? We don't want to be late for your playdate. I'm sure all the other littles are looking forward to seeing you. Mommy's coming in, okay? Oh, look at you. That's such a nice dress. You look like such a doll all prettied up like that. You really are a beautiful girl. There's just one little problem. You disobeyed me. We agreed that you would wear your boy's clothes today. Oh? You suddenly don't remember that agreement? Because the other night, when you were on edge with my fingers teasing your clitty, I seem to recall you saying you'd do anything if I let you come. And what did we agree upon? We agreed that you would be a little boy for our playdate. Oh, it's all coming back to you now, isn't it? Now that you're all dressed up in the clothes that you picked out instead of the ones Mommy picked out for you? Do you have anything you want to say to Mommy? What was that? I thought I heard, sorry, but it was so mumbled and timid, I'm not sure. Look Mommy in the eye and speak clearly when you say it. Good. Now Mommy's going to sit on the bed while you strip, immediately, everything, including your underwear. And hang that dress up with care. We wouldn't want it wrinkled for when you are allowed to wear it. Go on. Now take out the boy clothes that Mommy picked out for you. Don't put them on yet, just lay them on the bed. There you go. Boxers, knee-length, khaki shorts, and a flannel shirt with a white t-shirt go underneath. Your sneakers are downstairs. Lay these clothes on the bed, nicely. Good. Good girl. Now come stand in front of me. What kind of posture is that? Chin up, shoulders back, chest out. Look at me. You and I made an agreement the other night. I allowed you to have an orgasm, and you promised to do something in return. Is that not correct? And then, even though we made that agreement, you reneged and did not wear the clothes that you were instructed to wear. Is that correct? Is it fair to reach an agreement with someone and not maintain your end of the bargain? No, it's not. Do good little ones disobey what Mommy tells them? No, they don't. I'm glad we cleared that up. Now get over my knee. Come on, we've established that you did something bad, so you must be punished for it. If we're going to be late today, we may as well make it worth our while. I'm going to spank you. I want you to count each spank out loud and follow it up with, good little ones, do not disobey. Are we clear? Good. Continue counting, but now I want you to say, I'm sorry, Mommy. Next time I will obey. That's 10 spanks. I think that should suffice. Have you learned your lesson? Excellent. Oh, but I must say, this bottom is quite red and rosy. Is it painful? Can you feel the dull heat of your cheeks blushing? You enjoy that feeling, don't you, little one? Why doesn't Mommy ease the pain by reaching down between your legs and rubbing that? Well, I suppose it's a pee-pee today. Does that feel good, sweetness? That's it. Squirm for mommy. Tell mommy how good she makes you feel. Sometimes you're so naughty, but the way you squirm and moan, I just can't keep my hands off of you. Punishing you is so difficult. But it's also necessary. No coming. Get dressed and go downstairs.